It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I am your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on living in bubble land. Yes, Marin County is not a typical American county for a number of reasons. I will examine some of them, and at the end of the show, suggest some things you can do to expand or to burst the bubble. Last week, I met a couple from Maine who were vacationing in Southern Marin. The male told me it was below 0 Fahrenheit when they left, and yet here they are having breakfast at an outdoor cafe in Sausalito. They both said it would be tough to return home. It got me thinking how easy life is here. No snow or ice, no hurricanes or tornadoes, just an occasional earthquake. We hear about bad weather on the East Coast or in the Midwest, but we have problems identifying with that kind of weather unless we are going to be traveling there. So the climate is my first component of the bubble. The moderate weather tends to make us a little soft relative to our brethren further to the east. I believe this is a major factor in the famous laid-back California attitude. But this casual approach can turn around and bite us. People have asked me whether the revolt in Strawberry against being designated a planned development area was just another example of not in my backyard or NIMBYism. I usually respond that I really don't think so, because Strawberry does have a plan for the area crafted some time ago. And the plan provides for a variety of housing types, both for ownership and rental, and encourages ethnic and cultural diversity. But I add that the residents of Strawberry were lucky because they waited until the 11th hour to launch their protest. They probably trusted that their elected officials would recognize and appreciate their neighborhood plan and not try to mess with it. When they discovered that such was not the case, they had to scramble. This is another example of the bubble, possibly dulling the senses of the Strawberry residents. Good thing the bubble burst when it did. Why didn't the elected officials, and specifically the elected official supervisor Kate Sears, recognize the Strawberry plan and not try to impose the planned development area on her constituents? Back to the bubble thing. It appeared to me that Supervisor Sears had a vision of what Strawberry could become and was heading in that direction. I can say that because I saw her face at the initial Strawberry town hall meeting on the planned development area. She appeared genuinely surprised that the residents were not persuaded by her reasons for supporting the plan. It was though she was in a bubble and not able to hear what the community really wanted. To be candid, even though she voted to delay the planned designation for Strawberry, I would bet she still believes her vision is the better plan. Now let's turn to some good aspects of the bubble. On average, we have much better government services here in Marin than I have experienced in other locations in which I have lived. I recently had a problem with a motor vehicle registration that filled me with fear. In the last state I lived in, it took me 3 years to convince the motor vehicle department that I had sold a car, even though I had followed every procedure. In Marin, my last-minute problem took one walk-in visit, a 60-minute wait, one sharp person behind the counter, a quick inspection of the car's ID numbers, and problem resolved. I had visions of a much more complicated process. I attribute the good experience to a sharp person who knew her stuff and was willing to work with me. Several times I have sought information from the county assessor's office about ownership history or plat issues for myself or for clients. Again, the people behind the desk have been knowledgeable, pleasant, and efficient. During my last visit to the assessor's office, I was referred to the recorder's office to obtain some copies. Again, the people were competent and very helpful. My neighbor, who recently moved here from another state, was dreading his call to jury duty. He explained that in his last state, the people running the jury system required arrival by 7 a.m., even though nothing happened until 9. They would keep you waiting all day, even if you were not called to a jury. And frequently, you had to return several days in a row under the same conditions. He was delighted by the efficient Marin process, the considerate staff, and their respect of his time. So, relative to other jurisdictions, we do live in a bit of a bubble, with both good and bad aspects. For the bad components, you need to stay alert and don't be casual about really important stuff, like the zoning of your neighborhood. Do the best you can to ensure your elected representatives share your vision of the best for the community. On the good side, appreciate the good treatment afforded you by many government employees in this county. Not all of your experiences may be good, but my experience, the good far outweigh the bad. When you get bad service, you probably complain. So when you get good service, express your gratitude to the employee, or even better, her or his boss. Well, that's my show for today. Thanks for tuning in. If there is a question you would like me to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is a production of Radio Sausalito and is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or at radiosausalito.org. Truly, thanks for listening.